Okay. If you have any questions, here's my card, just give me a call.
Marissa Gallegos is one of the full-time benefits counselors at St. John's Well Child and Family Center in South L.A. The clinic's mission is to deliver comprehensive health care in one of the poorest communities in the nation. Gallegos helps people choose their health insurance plans. Gallegos and other counselors at St. John's aren't certified to enroll anyone in the Affordable Care Act exchanges, but they will be soon.
I mean, it's new for everybody, so it's pretty confusing. I've gotten a calculator just to play with it and everything, but I mean, not until I have my first patient, I will be able to really experience, you know, whether it's easy or not.
For now, St. John's is focusing on enrolling low-income individuals in Medi-Cal, California's Medicaid program.
Perfect. Medi-Cal, this is, I got this down. Yeah.
St. John's serves 3,000 people each week. It's received millions of dollars from the federal government. Jim Mangia, the president and CEO of St. John's Clinics, said the federal grants have nearly tripled St. John's size and impact.
We have already engaged in the Medicaid expansion and enrolling tens of thousands of people into Medicaid.
Mangia said the $11 billion the federal government pledged to expand health clinics and build new ones in low-income areas has been extremely significant, but underreported. The federal funds are projected to virtually double the capacity of health centers to 40 million patients nationally by 2019. One way St. John's is informing people about Obamacare is through their mobile clinics. They offer medical services and insurance counseling in different parts of the community 6 days a week. The mobile clinics serve between 15 to 20 people each day. Jesse Medell, the coordinator for one of those mobile clinics, informs people about the Affordable Care Act. And even he's a little confused about the new health exchanges.
I still, you know, need to go over it a couple of times, but that's what our benefits counselors here are for.
Beginning January 1st, millions of low and middle income Californians will be able to sign up for Medi-Cal for the first time because of the Obamacare expansion. Unlike California, half the states in the U.S. are not participating in the Medicaid expansion. That leaves millions in those states not eligible for plans on the new exchanges, but not poor enough to qualify for Medicaid. Logan Healy, Annenberg Radio News.